Hey everybody, my name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we would ask you to amplify our efforts. Please share far and wide. We need to erase the abject ignorance that's out there. You saw yesterday this lady saying that, well, I know I'm living paycheck to paycheck, but you can't blame someone for they were just getting their feet wet as vice president. And I'm going to vote for Kamala because she's a woman. No, she's voting for Kamala because she's ignorant and stupid. I don't know if we can fix the stupid, but we might be able to fix the ignorant. So please share far and wide. Hey, listen, the gloves are off, people. You know, we're not talking political correctness here anymore. I don't give a damn what anyone thinks. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell you like I see it. I'm going to tell you how it is. I'm going to give you evidence, and then you can make a decision because ultimately you're going to be on Team Jesus or you're going to be on Team Satan. It's that simple. Team Jesus, Team Satan. Which one do you want to be on? And to you Democrats who want to vote for Kamala Harris, well, stay tuned because I've got a message from the Lord about this. Oh, yeah. It's really, really, really clear. We are brought to you by this great product right here. Plug it into your wall. That's all you got to do. Plug it into your wall. And what do you get? Well, you get the elimination of a negative electricity that causes your power bills to spike out of control. And right now, 60% of us in America are struggling with our utility bills. 30% of us can't pay at all. And you're saying, my gosh, what are we going to do? Well, again, plug this in, you eliminate the negative electricity. How much will you save? Well, let me give you this anecdote. You say our system was in not bad shape. We saved around 20%. You look at other people, they got bad negative electricity, dirty electricity. They're going to save upwards 40, 50, 60%. Depends on your system, but it's going to lower your utility bill. And you're coming into this at the right time where they're practically giving it away because it's 66% off. Go to don'twastepower.com. Don'twastepower.com. And if you're watching on social media, the link will be in the description box. Well, I have one thing to show you. There's a message from the Lord about the time we're living in. And I'm going to give a few examples. I'm going to go to Isaiah 5:20. Some of you are already going to be familiar with this, but I'm going to read directly here. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that puts bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And I really, really want to focus on this right here, this beginning phrase. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. Hey, listen, people. Don't be on the wrong side of history. Don't be on the side of God's judgment. Be on the side of God's blessing. All you've got to do is repent, say, I accept Jesus as my Savior, and then begin to live that way. Learn about the Lord. Go to a Bible-based church, not a 501c3 that serves money over the Lord. You need to look at doing this because the times are short. You should have a sense of foreboding. That's your early warning system that we all have. And you should have a sense of urgency doing it now. Now, Louisiana, God bless you people for doing this. I'm serious. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What you have done that I find really admirable is you have mandated that the Ten Commandments will be in every classroom. By the way, before woke took over the law schools, it used to be mandated in every courtroom that the Ten Commandments were listed, and the first year law school students were taught that the basis of our code is the Ten Commandments. And it's true. There's no denying that. It's just we want to deny it. Now, the people in Louisiana, the good people, their government's being sued for demanding the Ten Commandments be put into the classrooms. But you know what I find interesting? There are now colleges and universities that are offering classes on witchcraft, divination, spirit possession, how to cast a spell, magic. Yeah, they proliferate. They proliferate at some of our top universities. It's all because of student interest. Well, you know what? The Ten Commandments are because of student interest. But, I'll go back to the phrase again. I'm going to read to it directly. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Hello, welcome to this argument. And then we also look at Ten Commandments versus no one's suing people because they're putting witchcraft. Now, by the way, witchcraft is looked at as a religion. I suppose it is. Okay, so why is no one suing them? Why isn't the ACLU, the Anti-Christian Liberty Union, why aren't they suing for witchcraft in colleges and universities? Exeter University in the UK is offering a master's degree in this. Men will call evil good and good evil. And I'm going to go right to Kamala on this. She's the czar that never went to work. That would be the border czar. She never went to the border. Why? Because she didn't want to see the proof that Ted Cruz and John Cornyn, and I'm going to give them both credit. They went out with the Border Patrol one night. I've seen the video, and they found child traffickers, and we just kind of let them loose. Sorry, senators, there's nothing we can do. Who gave you this order? Mayorkas. They found that. Little kids, not related. Traffickers. It was horrible. Found people with drugs. Confiscate the drugs. Let them go. No consequence for their behavior. This is who we're letting into the country. The border czar, the czar that never went to the border. And when she was asked about it on ABC in an interview, she said, "Well, I've never been to Europe either." Yeah, are you the czar of Europe? No, you're the border czar designed to straighten the problem out. We have child sex trafficking. We have fentanyl that's killed over 300,000 Americans. And Mayorkas is directly, as is Biden, and everybody in that administration is directly responsible as an accomplice to all these murders. She doesn't see fit to do anything about it. Evil, good, good, evil. She's for post-term abortion. That's murder, people. By any standard, it's murder. But she's okay with that. When she was the attorney general and also district attorney of Alameda County, attorney general of California, that is, she was fine with keeping prisoners past their service date, their release date, to work for the Fortune 500 companies and also do jobs for the state of California. She sentenced 1,500 people. Tulsi Gabbard said this in the debate in the Democratic primary in 2019. But July 31st, you can look it up, 2019, Tulsi Gabbard just eviscerated her. And some of the charges were, well, you blocked Freedom of Information Acts into child sex trafficking under your jurisdiction and you did nothing. She cited the prisoner's abuse. She cited the fact that she put 1,500 people that were caught for possession of marijuana in prison. And when she was asked whether she smoked marijuana, she laughed. Evil good. Good evil. Folks, this is a fact. This is a fact. Now, let's look at the good. I would say that Donald Trump's economy that raised that lowered the unemployment rate to record rates, that raised wages and compensation to the highest rate ever for Blacks, Latinos, women. I'd say that's we got the American dream going here. This is awesome. That's good. But people call it evil. Donald Trump stopped wars, didn't invent new wars. I would call that really good. And yet, the power structure in this country, underpinned by BlackRock and the military industrial complex, they call that evil. So does the mainstream media. Isaiah 5:20. We're living it out right now, right here in our time. You have a choice what side you want to be on. I choose to call good good and evil evil. I don't care what the cost is to me. I don't care. You shouldn't care either. I have an eternal destiny that's locked up. I'm forgiven, I'm blessed, I'm protected, and I get to speak the truth. Why? Because I want people to know that you can be happy in this life, you can be free from the evil, you can live with yourself when you go to bed at night. Can you imagine being the mainstream media? Yeah, honey, daddy had a good day at work today. I lied to 3 million Americans, and I tried to mislead them, and I feel really good about what I did. Or even worse yet, yeah, I run Homeland Security, and you know, daddy did a real good job today. We admitted this many child sex traffickers. We had this many people die from fentanyl poisoning. I did a real good job. Good, evil, evil, good. You have a choice. And it's not enough to make a choice. Okay, I'm on this side. Okay, because faith without works is worthless. Faith without works is worthless. Roll up your sleeves after you've given yourself to the Lord. Roll up your sleeves and go to work. May the Lord bless all of you and bring you into his protection. Check us out on thecommonsenseshow.com. We've got a newsletter. It's pretty big. It's almost 50,000 people. And we will send out everything that we do and promote and honor. You'll get podcasts. You'll get the radio shows, you'll get our social media, you'll get articles, all coming to your email box once a day. All you got to do is give us your email. We don't sell your data. You can put your name if you want, but it's not a required field. All we need is where to send it, and that's it. Become part of what we're doing. The Common Sense Show Army. We'll see you back here next time. God bless everybody.